big Kristaps. Who is this strange-looking wooden man with the child on his shoulders? His name is Big Kristaps. Kristaps is the Latvian version of the name Christopher. He became a very important character in the history of Riga with a kind-hearted, heroic deed. According to legend, in days of old, even before Riga existed, a very tall man called Big Kristaps carried people across the Daugava River, fording the river in the place where Riga is now located. Big Kristaps built a shack to live in at about the same place where his statue stands today. One night, he woke up and heard a child crying on the left bank of the river. Without hesitation, he went after the boy and carried him across the river. Halfway across, the boy got so heavy that Kristaps had to use his last bit of strength to hoist the boy ashore. Exhausted, Kristaps fell asleep. When he woke up the next morning, he found that the boy had turned into a large chest filled with gold. One of the versions of this tale suggests that the miracle worker boy was the infant Christ, and the big ferryman was named after Christ, Kristaps or Christopher in English. Anyhow, Kristaps had plenty of gold to spend for the rest of his life. After his death, what was left of the money was used for the founding of Riga. The first houses of Riga were built on the same place where Kristaps' shack had stood. The giant standing there now is just a copy of the first statue. The original one stood on the shore of the Daugava River during the 16th century. This wooden man was considered to be a protector from all evil and especially from floods. The statue almost became a sanctuary, a prayer spot for travelers who were looking for happiness and wealth. Big Kristaps was, and still is, highly popular among the citizens of Riga. He has been adorned with ribbons, flower wreaths, and strips of cloth. There is a tradition among locals to bring Easter eggs and burning candles to the statue. Unfortunately, Kristaps was handled less carefully by the students of Riga, who would drag him out of his house, and sometimes even carried the statue away in a cab. To preserve Big Kristaps for future generations, the statue was removed to the Museum of the History of Navigation of Riga, located near the Dome Church. The copy of the original statue, standing by the Daugava River, is kept in a glass case, because the habits of the rascals of Riga haven't changed much throughout the past half millennium. Some expert historians claim that the statue represents Saint Christopher, one of the most respected patron saints of Livonia, and specifically the patron of the fisher and ferrymen of the Daugava. This is due to the fact that two different statues were created, one of Big Kristaps, which was commissioned by the ferrymen, while the other, a statue of Saint Christopher, was commissioned by the Guild of Merchants. They were even painted in similar colors. Thus, Saint Christopher and Big Kristaps might have been the same legendary person. The trade of the ferrymen was held in esteem during the Middle Ages. It was impossible to cross the Daugava, the largest river flowing into the Baltic Sea, without using the service of a ferryman. The first bridge crossing the Daugava in Riga wasn't built until 1701. The length of the bridge is 1,020 meters. The source of the Daugava is situated in Russia, at the Valdaya Heights, only 12 kilometers from the source of Europe's largest river, the Volga. This is also where the largest river of the Ukraine, the Dnieper, flows from. It is interesting to know that Soviet propaganda used to claim that the Soviet nations and their destinies were united in the same way as these three powerful rivers. For some reason, the fact that the rivers flowed in totally different directions and into three different seas was neglected. Perhaps this could have been considered a sign that all the nations of the Soviet Union actually had different roots and cultures and different paths to walk. The promenade where Big Kristaps stands is called the Embankment of November the 11th. This date comes from the historical and decisive victory of the Latvian army on the 11th of November 1919 during the Independence War. That's the day when, on the same bank, the Latvians defied the German invaders and executed a successful counterattack. Thanks to this, a few months later, the Republic of Latvia succeeded in restoring its control over the entire territory of Latvia. Back then, the Cossack Bermont Avalov, the general of the Western Russian Volunteer Army, had hoped to establish a pro-German puppet government in Latvia. But Germany was not so fortunate, for the Army of Independent Latvia was supported by the Royal British Navy and the French Navy. Their warships entered the Daugava River and fiercely opened fire on the Bermont Avalov army. A monument for the Latvian soldiers who fell during the bloody battles was erected right here on the embankment near the castle of Riga. Of course, during the Soviet era, it was forbidden to honor these brave men, but the people of Latvia continued to commemorate the fallen soldiers nonetheless. The KGB persecuted everyone who tried to secretly light candles by the walls of the castle. The monument for the Latvian soldier stands here, but further down the Daugava River, where fierce battles also occurred, a monument for the fallen British and French seamen can also be seen.